for us, we'll have plenty, you know, as we get into Wednesday and Thursday and Friday on to New York, but Monday and Tuesday is about us and getting our game exactly right. That's what Tell the Truth Monday is for, to own it, say it, teach it, and go through it.
All right, it's head coach Dan Quinn calling it to Tell the Truth Monday. Here it's a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenika Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. All right, let's tell some truth. EB, you were high on the weapons. I think you're now, you've come around. The truth is their receivers aren't good enough.
I'm not willing to completely give up on them. I'm honestly not. I think that part of it was, I'll be defensive here until proven otherwise. I think part of it was a fairly conservative game plan by Cliff. But, yeah, I mean, they didn't stand out. Oz looked way better in the preseason. He did nothing. They basically didn't play Diami on offense. And, you know, we distinguished ourselves zero in the passing game. Now, I'm not blaming Jaden. I think he's going to be a star. If you want to quibble with me, fine. I think he's going to be a star. So what do I think? To tell the truth, offense sucked overall. The defensive line had penetration but couldn't make a tackle. The corners are just dreadful.
Cakes,
I think that's all true.
Cakes, tell the truth.
Okay.
If you had to do it over again,
yes,
and go through the schedule,
yeah,
you would not have them at 10 wins.
Truth.
Probably yeah. 100%
after,
truth.
After seeing, I thought that there would be some defensive improvement. They've either stayed the same and or gotten worse through one game.
Yeah,
through against a pretty good offense. Now they're not going to face Mike Evans and Chris Godwin every week. Thankfully,
that might be one of the better teams. Even though I disrespect the Bucs, they play great. They totally deserve the win.
They're the Bucs.
Of course. I will always say that. But they dominated us. Who cares?
They're pretty much better at every position.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They won the football game. But do I think we could never? I mean, maybe we could never beat them. But they dominated us. Fair. But I don't think every team is like that.
Could never beat them with
still like our schedule
with the current iteration of the secondary. It's impossible with St. Juice and Forbes.
But it's a combination of the secondary and lack of pass rush. Because if you have a good pass rush, that can mask a weak secondary.
I'm not calling.
I thought we did.
The pass rush was okay. They just could
from the middle. You're looking for the pass rush.
He dropped back 30 times. Cakes was hit twice.
They couldn't finish.
He was hit twice.
I don't know what you were looking at.
The pressure was okay.
They flushed him a bunch.
A couple times. Not a bunch. There was a lot of times he went back, planted his feet, nobody around him, and threw a downfield strike. Happened over and over again.
But he was also flushed.
He also used Rashad White in the screen game and Bucky Irving, too.
Really well.
Used them perfectly.
That caught Washington off guard.
They had 3 to 5 whiffs that could have been sacks.
I agree with
you. Here's my truth.
You have to finish those plays.
Here's my truth. They have to beat the Giants.
Must win.
Because you're facing Daniel Jones.
Must win in week two.
You're not facing a Mayfield, and Mayfield's no Hall of Famer, but he's better than Daniel Jones. And you're not facing two legit receivers on the outside.
You're facing one. Right.
But Daniel Jones was terrible yesterday. You got a home opener. They got to play better, not just offensively, but certainly defensively against the Giants.
So Daniel Jones threw the pick six to Van Ginkle. And that was kind of a fluky play because he's throwing a quick pass. But I don't think it's fluky that he was hit 12 times.
Yeah.
He was sacked 5 times. Their offensive line stinks. Their quarterback's not good.
By the way, Joe Shane is in
trouble.
He's in the worst shambles ever.
He's in trouble.
Saquon dropped a nuke bomb on Green Bay in Brazil.
Right.
And then the Giants looked terrible in week one.
Yes.
He is the most down bad guy on the planet.
Yeah, and you go back to that scene from Hard Knocks where the owner came in there with his arms folded. He's like, I just hate to lose him to a division rival.
There are a billion memes of that on the internet right now, JP. There's a billion of them.
I know.
You know who needs to tell the truth is Adam Peters. Don't say recalibrate. This is a rebuild. The team's bad.
I think it's more Quinn saying to recalibrate is
well, someone over there needs to just call it what it is.
Right.
The team sucks. No talent.
Well, if I had my druthers, that could go. Look, if they lose to the Giants,
this is a complete.
If they lose to the Giants, the season's going
to
go.
If they lose to the Giants,
downhill.
They'll be in contention
quickly
for the number one pick.
Hey Valdez, tell the truth.
To lose the Giants
because didn't you flip flop?
Like
you said that I put the screws to you, and then you picked a record for the Commanders, and then the next day you came back and said, "I've recalibrated."
This, you know, I was sold snake oil.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are.
I mean, hold on. I think everyone's overreacting a little bit. The game was brutal, no doubt. The bright spot was Jaden, in my opinion. But, guys, they could still win 7 or 8 games. I don't see why we're going crazy here. We got smoked yesterday. But we've gotten smoked many times before and played well the next week. Marty Schottenheimer started out 0-5. Joe Gibbs started out 0-5. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win Super Bowls. Marty's team just went 8-8. But you can adjust, get better.
Of course.
Like, it's one game. We got smoked. Tip your cap. They're better. Beat us in all phases.
I agree with that.
But let's not get crazy. We still have bad corners. We still have mediocre receivers, but that's fine.
I'm getting crazy.
You're getting crazy after one game. You're getting crazy after one game.
I think it's warranted.
And I'm not going there yet.
I'm not getting crazy yet, but
I'm not going there yet.
If they lose to the Giants,
yes,
who are abysmal, then I'll be in that
Titanic week two.
I can't do that yet, but I understand.
Expect them to go to the playoffs. They're not going to the playoffs. This team's not going to the playoffs.
I'm not making grand proclamations yet.
Okay, I'll make it.
Aaron,
but let me just tell you this. If they lose to the Giants, this season is going to tank.
Yeah, right, that how I about agree this? With. I'm not going to...
It's almost a must win.
Not going to be results oriented. What if the passing game looks amazing and offense looks great and they just, because our defense is so bad.
And they lose 31-30?
Yeah, then are you going to still bail on the team?
I would be surprised if the defense gave up that many points to this bad Giants.
Well, I think the defense is by far the weak
spot. I think it is, but it'll play better.
Although Kingsbury did not distinguish himself. You're under my microscope, buddy.
Well, you know who else?
You're giving up on him already.
To Valdez's point, they don't have enough talent. And I think if you look at the offseason moves, they're pretty telling that Dorrance Armstrong, Farrell, Fowler, all these guys, they got short-term deals. They were just Band-Aids. They gutted the roster, filled it up with guys that aren't going to be here long-term. It's a rebuild. Absolutely. Yeah, everybody knew that.
A lot of these guys are auditioning. They're looking at them thinking, will they be part of the future in 2 or 3 years when hopefully we've actually built something here?
None of those
guys
are going
to be. For the most part, no. They're not going to be here. A lot of these guys are placeholders.
Correct. All right, let's bang out the calls. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis, what's up, buddy? Tell the truth Monday here on the Jump.
Good morning, guys. Misery Monday. Let me think. Where do I want to start? I'll make it real quick because I know there's a lot of people on the line. The two things that stuck out to me the most, actually three things. Two of them are names, and three, and the third thing is just something that we kept doing. Our tackling is just awful. And At first, I thought our defense was playing good, but then I started watching more and more. Just nothing but arm tackling. Just guys missing tackles. That's right. One tackle, two tackles, three tackles on one play missed. Okay, now I'm going to go on next. And I've said it. I already know how many times I've said this name to you guys. Emmanuel Forbes has to go. And along with that, St. Juice also. St. Juice, he's terrible. He gets burned all the time. And I'm not saying that. Listen, the guy.
I saw St. Juice afterwards.
Next week, Daniel Jones is going to come in here. And I know Daniel Jones didn't have a good game yesterday, but he'll come and he'll play better next week. And they're going to put their best receivers on Manuel Forbes and St. Juice, and they're going to beat us like a drum.
Well, not if Forbes is benched, doesn't play.
Thank you, Dennis.
Which is entirely possible.
You guys have a good day. Thanks.
I saw St. Juice.
Dennis was pissed.
A really long quote about what happened, and he was very defensive, saying that they were in good positions, but they just had some miscommunication. How many times have we heard about miscommunication problems in the secondary?
Well, there was a miscommunication
last year.
McMillan's touchdown, too.
Yeah.
Something happened there. I don't know if that was...
Well, he couldn't have been more open.
I don't know if that was Quan Martin or... I can't remember.
He just got released.
I thought Quan Martin distinguished himself kind of cleaning up the mess.
Yeah.
But overall, the corners were dreadful. F-minus overall. True. That's, I think, true. Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual.
What's up?
Hey, QB will be fine if he stays healthy.
I agree.
Not big into doing the Dougie when you're getting pummeled in the end zone, but Dan Quinn, that's a problem. You guys are going to see. I mean, that's probably why the Cowboys weren't so, you know, concerned about him leaving. No discipline.
Their defense looked pretty good yesterday without Dan Quinn.
West Coast defenses.
Well, Zimmer's a good D
coordinator. He's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch what Zimmer did with that defense. Same defense yesterday. They pummeled the Browns.
Honed them. Pwned them real good in Cleveland.
Well, Deshaun Watson's awful. He's an awful quarterback.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst contracts you'll ever see.
I think Cakes had a great line.
I think it's the worst contract ever handed out in sports history.
No, say the line that you saw his online that somebody said.
Oh, I saw online somebody said, Deshaun Watson, as we knew him, died on the massage table.
Yeah.
Because what the guy you're seeing is not
his
the Deshaun
career
Watson.
Died on the massage table.
Yeah, just like dead.
What was he out? Like, he was three out seasons? I mean, I don't know.
It's over.
I thought two, but maybe it was
if you're
two
Kevin
and a half.
Stefanski, you have to go in with your coaches and say, we really have to think about starting Jameis Winston going forward. And I know that's not the greatest option, but he's better right now.
You want your quarterback to throw 20
than Deshaun
picks.
Deshaun Watson.
His QBR was a 9.4.
Yeah, it was awful. I mean, there was bad quarterback play all across the league.
Daniel Jones is better, and he was
barely.
Terrible.
So Daniel Jones had a 17 QB rate.
So my dog, we had guests in. We had an amazing weekend. Cornell went 2-1. We swept Navy.
Nice.
We swept Liberty. UC San Diego got the better of us. But so I didn't, and I barely got home in time for the game. I don't know exactly what Jones did that was so brutal. Give me
pick
the
six.
Zero touchdowns, two pickles.
I mean, I saw stats.
Did no impact in the rushing game.
Did he have catastrophic plays that are like laughable that
I mean,
are going to be
iconic?
The
pick six is bad. It's kind of tough. Like, he basically dropped back and threw a quick, essentially wide receiver screen that the linebacker made a great play on.
Mm-hmm.
The second interception, I can't remember.
He was getting booed by the New York Moops, leaving and getting into his car.
He completed 50%
lot.
Of his passes.
Right.
And he turned the ball over twice.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. He's not very good.
And they scored 6 points.
All right, let's go to Steve in Alexandria. Steve, what's up, buddy? To tell the truth here. Misery Monday.
Truth is, boys, the roster's poo. Ron destroyed this team with his terrible drafting. Emmanuel Forbes got two penalties on one play. I don't even recall that ever happening.
I know that was so
I don't
brutal.
Recall
yes.
That. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it's unbelievable how Ron destroyed this team. And Quinn and Peters are left to pick up the pieces. I mean, what else were they going to do? I mean, we're like an expansion team
no,
right
it's
now.
It's a massive rebuild.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. But where Quinn could have impacted the game, I guess he's listening to his analytics guy in the headset, but I thought there were just some shaky decisions.
It didn't jump out at me.
The worst decision
about hemorrhaging the clock at the end of the first half.
Come on. Like, how come Jonathan Allen couldn't finish, you know, the pressure they were getting on the quarterback?
They were getting pressure from the interior, and they didn't close the deal. JP doesn't like to admit 100%. It because he wants it to all
100%.
Come from the
end.
I just don't think they got much pressure at all.
JP,
more often than not,
watching,
he was not pressured.
Then you weren't watching the game.
I was watching because the entire game.
They pressured, now I'm not going to say throughout, but they put enough pressure on Baker where they could have sacked him 3 or 4 times easily. Maybe
absolutely.
5 times. They just couldn't finish plays throughout
Baker
the
game. They look like fools. It's unbelievable. Baker's not really a mobile quarterback. Like, are you joking?
No, he's mobile.
He's shifty.
Every third down, he was throwing the ball, would get out of it. Third and long, third and 5, third and 11, third and 10. They would get the first down, so they would score a touchdown.
The Godwin pickup, weren't they like third
Thanks,
and 16
buddy.
Or
Thanks,
third
Steve.
And 17?
Yeah, that was
huge.
That
was just mind-blowing, where he just dumps it off, and then Godwin gets like 13 yards of yak, weaves his way through the defense and picks up a first down.
I mean, you could talk about pressure, but I'm watching Mike Evans' touchdown. He drops back, 5-step drop, boop. Touchdown.
Okay, we're not
Look
saying every
one.
Play, well, but we're saying those four or
the
five.
The majority
left out
of
there.
The plays, he was not pressured.
Okay, but if you make
he
those
was hit,
four or five tackles.
He was hit 2 times in 30 dropbacks.
He won't listen.
If
he
you guys are blind.
No, we're not blind. You're blind. If they make
not
those four or five sacks, then they punt, and then none of that stuff happens.
He couldn't have been more comfortable.
He was pressured. They couldn't close the deal.
He
would be surrounded by 3 or 4 guys, and he squirts out and picks up the
by the
first
way,
down.
I'm not saying it's like lucky or anything. They sucked. They didn't close the deal. It's on us. Let's go
you
to
guys suck. You know who's flying under the radar? Joe Witt Jr.
Not on my radar. No.
Gave up almost 40.
Mediocre.
You're in the crosshairs, too.
Oh, big time.
Big Jason time. Bishop.
You guys are giving up
Jason
on
Bishop.
The coaching what? Staff after one game.
Jason Bishop.
I'm not giving up.
But you're
They're
alarmed.
Under the microscope.
Yep.
You're alarmed.
Oh, I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop, just look at this play. Are you telling me Baker's pressured here? Look at this.
He just won't stop.
You don't listen.
Not there.
There are a couple of plays, not but the vast majority he was not pressured.
Five or six
there was probably a
where
half
he
dozen
was flushed,
times.
And he made a play that he should have been sacked on.
Can somebody who knows how to cut up video please send us a montage of all the times that Baker
how would you grade this prolific pass rush?
I didn't say the pass rush is amazing. I've never been in that camp. I know it's mediocre, but when guys are getting there, when they're within a yard and a half, and they have their hands on Baker, you got to
they had
bring
their
him
hands
down.
On him twice.
They had their hands on him more than twice. Or they were within
dude, he was surrounded
distance.
By burgundy and gold or whatever the hell colors they were wearing, and he got through him. He was surrounded.
Well, give props to Mayfield.
I do.
Totally
he played
do.
Out of his mind. He played great, and we
he
sucked.
Never looked uncomfortable.
He played great, and we sucked.
A slightly above average quarterback had a great day against a bad defense, in my opinion.
All right, coming up next, we'll go
that's
around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Don't go anywhere.
All right, guys, what's it going to take to get Thompson Creek windows in your home this fall? Well, huge savings. You're in luck. Thompson Creek windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. I'm talking big savings. 50% off, as in 50. Yep. First ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.